Check out this story from ABC News. Twitter sends Meta cease and desist letter over new Threads app, say sources. Now, this is confirmed. Elon Musk has even called it out. He said competition is fine. Cheating is not. Twitter Daily News tweeting. Twitter is threatening to sue Meta over systematic, willful, and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets and IP, as well as scraping of Twitter's data in a cease and desist letter sent yesterday to Zuckerberg by Elon's lawyer, Alex Spiro. I have to wonder. Recently, we heard that Twitter was limiting how many tweets you could see, and they said it's because people were stealing data. I wonder if it's because Elon found out Meta was actually scraping data to use for their new app.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg doing something untoward in regard to, like, intellectual property, that doesn't sound right, guys. Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't do that. It's not like he has a history of that with the very creation of Facebook.
To be fair, his history of trying to create rival alternative social media platforms has not fared too well for him.
That's true.
They tried to do a Signal type thing, didn't work out. They tried to do a Snapchat type thing, didn't work out. I am pretty sure Threads will not work out. Look, man, it might, but it is a really bad platform. There are people on the left who are tribally just saying, woo, it's so much better. And I'm just like, dude, you log into the app. I'm going to log in right now. I'm going to pull it up. And so first of all, it's recommending AOC to me like crazy. I do not follow AOC on this. And let's see what it wants me to. So there are people I follow, and I do see their posts. Okay, what's this? Pubity. What is Pubity?
I've seen Pubity before.
The largest and most populated city on Earth, Tokyo, Japan. That's a cool picture. I don't care.
I follow them on Instagram, where I at least get recommended them a lot. I think they're just like a general interest. Ooh. Kind of, yeah, now same. This or something.
Paris Hilton. Oh, that's great. Let's see. Complex Magazine. Don't know what that is. Ellen DeGeneres. Not interested. I don't know who that person is. Like, these are people posting things about like their day that have nothing. Like, I'm getting recommended the dude who made Threads. I don't care about this. Look, my whole feed, look at this. Like, none of it is people I follow. So, getting tweets, the Threads from Microsoft. Yo, I don't want to look at a feed of random advertisements. That's what it is. It's all ads. It's the algorithm saying, here's something you might like. Here's something, I don't like it. What am I supposed to do? You can't turn it off.
Is when you sign up for Threads, does it connect to your Facebook account?
You can have it connect to your Instagram.
So how do you download it anyway?
I think you go to, well, it's in the Play Store, but I had to go to threads.net to download it.
Is it called Threads?
It's like Threads, a Meta app or something like this. Okay. It's recommending me Ted Cruz. Okay, I don't follow Ted Cruz or AOC. At least it's not just AOC. Jubilee Media. What is this one? The Blaze TV? I don't follow The Blaze. No, okay. But seriously.
They get suspended all the time. So, you know.
It is weird that it's recommending The Blaze to me. Not the least of it. It's very limited in what's available to do on the platform. But there's the one thing I said on Threads as to why it's not that good. Look, I don't care what my favorite nature photographer has to say at all. I don't follow people on Instagram. I follow people who play poker. I follow people who skateboard, who scoot, who BMX, some nature, like a couple like travel people and some parkour people. I'm not on Instagram for a news feed. So when I start Threads and it's like, here are the people you follow, it's like, oh, sure, like I follow PragerU and a few people for some of their political stuff, but it's mostly not. Here's ultimately what I think. And the reason why I bring up the algorithmic feed. I think what the powers that be feared the most in terms of social media was curated feeds, which created tribes and hives. People go on Twitter, they follow only the opinions they like, and they create these bubbles where they separate themselves from everybody else. I think what Instagram wants to do, what Mark Zuckerberg wants to do, YouTube does the same thing. They want to eliminate the ability for you to create a curated feed. This has been true on YouTube forever. Subscriptions on YouTube are completely meaningless and have been for 10 years. Everybody knows that when
it's
you
the homepage.
Yeah, when you subscribe to a channel, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get fed that content. It's going to be whatever's on the homepage. Right. So YouTube chooses if you're actually there and gives this impression that your subscriber count matters, but it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Instagram, Meta, they want to do the same thing with Twitter. So that when you sign up for Threads, they're really hoping that it does shut down Twitter. And then this is what the future will be. You will be forced to follow the likes of the Young Turks. You'll be forced to follow the likes of AOC or Ted Cruz. Perhaps they think it will be a healing thing to bring the sides together so that everyone will have a shared narrative. But let's be real. They've already censored DC Drano. If you try to there was a post where they were showing if you tried to follow him, it warns you that he's fake news. We know exactly where it's going. You're going to follow conservative and libertarian, disaffected liberals. Those are going to get deranked without you knowing. They're going to prop up people like AOC and neocons, you know, acceptable Republican personalities, Ted Cruz, for instance. And they're going to try to excise the likes of, you know, anyone outside the political machine.
Big problem for me with centralized media in general. And it's part of why I don't like this idea that Elon's been pushing to create an app for everything, a one-stop app, the X app. Because if Elon don't like you, Alex Jones, he can just ban you from everything then. If you're putting everything through a central server. Same with Meta, man. Too much power. The DC Drano got already put on a list or was on a list. I don't like it, man. I don't like it. And well, you can't force people to get out of their silos. You got to let them do it on their own. You got to inspire them to do it.
The only interest I would have in an alternative to Twitter is even more free speech. Because like you said, Elon, he's not totally, he has this personal vendetta against Alex Jones. I actually think that it's, he doesn't want to get banned from the App Store, but it's more unpopular to say that than to say, oh, I just have a very strong opinion about his treatment of the Sandy Hook people. But in any case, you're not going to get more free speech from anything Mark Zuckerberg owns than something that Elon Musk owns. So in my opinion, why? I mean, I can understand what if you're a leftist and you want more content moderation, you would rather have a Threads conversation than a Twitter conversation because the moderation is going to be more what you're looking for. But I mean, for people like DC Drano, it's never going to be as free as Twitter is.
You know what'll make the magic if Threads and Twitter come together and cooperate and you can
Threads has stated they will soon be on the Fediverse. So this is actually really interesting. I think the Fediverse is a very, very important move for social media that can actually fix a lot of the problems. For those that aren't familiar, it's effectively the internet of social media. So imagine this. Imagine early internet to go to a website. You're like, you log into AOL and then AOL shows you a list of things you can click. But there are websites, of course. Today, you have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have YouTube. You can go on that platform and see people. With the Fediverse, all of these different apps will interlock with each other. So you can go onto Threads and see someone's tweet. You could see someone's Blue Sky post, someone's Mastodon post, someone's Gab post. So that's actually a very, very good thing. However, if that is the case, there's no reason to use Threads because it's a Zuckerberg platform. You might as well just use any of the other Fediverse apps. But that stops censorship. If we can get a Twitter-like system, if we can get federated networks, what happens is you might sign up for Threads because it's easy. You can see posts from Phil on Twitter, and then you can, you know, Threads might be like, we're blocking Twitter from our network because we don't like him, but Phil can then sign up for any other Fediverse app or connect through that way and syndicate. So ultimately, you can't be censored. In fact, you can even create your own website with your own protocol where you can never be banned because your username would be like ian@iancrossland.net or whatever. So then people would just follow you from your website. So it's kind of like RSS feeds, turning Twitter into a network of servers instead of one centralized platform. So that's good. But
yeah, there's actually these things called ENS domains. ENS, it's Ethereum network server names, I believe. They think it might be like your ID on the web 3.0. And you go to like ENS.domains. But you buy it with crypto and it's like you can use your name.eth, ETH, which is the Ethereum thing. You use pay Ethereum for it. That might be one way to have like a presence that can bounce around from network to network or you control your own. Because it'll be like a wallet where you have your money and your ID all together where you can log into all these different sites.
And imagine if nobody could ban you because nobody owns your server. All they can do is block you. That's the way it should be. The problem now is with Threads or Twitter or any other platform, there's some dude who's like, I'm just going to ban you. You can't do that in the real world. You can't get banned from like walking down the street and saying your opinions, you know, to a certain
or
degree.
Or the phone company can't ban you.
Right. To a certain degree, you can, of course, because people lie, cheat and steal all the time. And, you know, corrupt government officials will try and play dirty games. But the point is, we are protected in expressing our opinions. I hope that's where this all goes. And I don't know what Jack Dorsey is working on, but I just want to give a shout out to Jack Dorsey because he recently did a podcast interview where he said that JFK was assassinated by the CIA and he like got very into it. And he's like, so you're saying, he's like, yes, at that point was when the American dream was stripped away. when our own government, the CIA, killed a sitting president. I was like, wait, what? Wow, Jack.
But wait, didn't they basically admit that?
I don't know if they admit it. I know Tucker's said it. Ron Paul said it. Like, we're at the point where basically it is the widely accepted.
Maybe I'm too far down the conspiracy rabbit hole for too many things where I'm just like, yeah, I thought we were all on the same page. Like, yes.
I love the Kennedy conspiracy, assassination conspiracy, because there are people who say it's multiple gunmen, you know, and it's Lee Harvey Oswald. It's all pinned on this one guy. But like, the story of Lee Harvey Oswald is crazy. First, he screamed out, "I'm a patsy," as they were carrying him away. They found his gun in the building that he was in, like on another floor. So like, if you're going to go,
he gets killed.
Yeah. And then someone comes up and kills him. But like, if you're going to commit that crime, you wouldn't like put your gun in a room and go upstairs and have lunch afterwards. Who in their right mind?
But I did not want to ignite anyway, a JFK conspiracy conversation.
I love that conversation.
Just shouting out Jack Dorsey because I saw that clip. But the point is, you know, he made Blue Sky. I do want to say one thing on the one last thing before we move on. There was a funny post I saw where this Twitter user said, "It is 2023 and I'm joining Mastodon. It is 2023 and I am joining Blue Sky. It is 2023 and I am joining Threads." And it's a picture of Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen, like sitting on Mars. I just thought that was really good. I'm like, you guys, stop trying. It's not going to work. Threads is already censoring things.
Yeah, that's...
You can't curate your feed. The point of Twitter is that it is where we are angry with each other. That's it. Sorry. Have a nice day.
Well, I mean, because Mastodon, that was already the left-wing alternative to Twitter.
Mastodon was bound to fail just because it's not an easy thing to use.
Yeah, I did try to log on and create an account just so I could kind of see what the leftists were talking about. It was not very intuitive, and I'm kind of a boomer, I'll admit, but still, it wasn't nearly as easy as Twitter. But I think even the leftists who claim that they want all the, you know, the quote, right-wing extremists banned, they know that Twitter is fun because of that conflict, but they can't stay away.
So here's what I think. The right wants to debate the left. They want to have this big conversation. The left wants to ban everyone on the right. The thing is, Twitter is the water cooler. It is the town square. So the left wants the right banned from it, so they have a monopoly on the narrative. The right wants to use the platform to engage in debate. It does not work for either if the other leaves. If these liberals and leftists leave and go to Mastodon, they're no longer in town square. They have no narrative control. There's no point in being there. Sure, you've banned all the conservatives, but now you have no influence.
Right.
For conservatives, if there's no one to talk to but each other, it's boring. There's no debate.
Truth.
Well, they want the conservatives, right? The leftists want the conservatives on the platform, so they're able to feed the conservatives what they want them to see. They don't want conservatives in their own echo chamber, because then they're going to be talking about the leftists in a way that they don't like.
Thanks for watching this clip from the Timcast IRL podcast. Hang out with us live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. and become a member over at timcast.com for uncensored, members-only shows exclusive. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you all next time.